Analysts say U.S. Airways and American Airlines reached this deal because the two carriers left alone would suffer at the hands of giant competitors Delta, United, and Southwest. But U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker says together, everything changes for the better.
Analysts and others should go run their own projections for American and U.S. Airways standalone, but when you do that and put them together, our recommendation is you add at least $1 billion a year in synergies, because that's the value we're going to get from putting these two carriers together.
Parker says that means money for growth, and growth is already underway at American. DFW Airport CEO Jeff Fagan says that means a better bottom line for his airport.
I do think, especially as they get delivery of some of the new airplanes, the longer-haul airplanes, I think you're going to see a lot of growth on the international front. We're actually forecasting, not just American, but DFW Airport overall, probably about another 24 international destinations over the next 5 years. So we think America will be a large part of that.
Fagan says that growth not only benefits the airport, but the region.
But the real growth takes place when more flights come in, more airplanes, more flight attendants, more pilots. So as their numbers grow in terms of operations, you will see additional growth here at DFW Airport.
This merger also promises to help cool labor management friction at American, which has sometimes rubbed passengers the wrong way. Just ask American frequent flyer Peter Bioka, who says flying used to be better.
And you were treated nicely. Now everybody's under stress. The passenger means a lot less. And, you know, the passenger feels it.
American pilot Scott Shankland expects customer service will now improve because the source of that friction, American management, will be replaced by U.S. Air's CEO Parker and his team.
I think you'll see customer satisfaction across the board go up with this airline. Pretty soon. I think it'll start with the customer service, because you're going to have happier employees dealing with the customers. And then as the merger takes place, you're going to see happier customers as far as what type of service they can get on the airline.
Still, Shankland knows it'll take months for that transition. Parker publicly thanked American CEO Tom Horton for the opportunity. Horton will become chairman of the board, but will eventually step down.
You need to have one leader and only one leader that the rest of the airline sees. And Tom was nice enough to agree to hang around and help me with that transition, but then also cared enough about American to know that once that transition happens, that the company needs to see one leader, and was confident enough in me to let me be that, which I'm elated to do.
Don't mess it up.
I'll try not.
And also, don't worry about those frequent flyer miles, say leaders from both carriers. They will be honored, says American's Tom Horton, who adds,
well, it's only upside for frequent flyers. So, you know, AAdvantage members can now earn and redeem miles across a bigger, broader network that takes them to more places. And the same goes for U.S. Airways frequent flyer members.
This deal is expected to close later this summer or early fall. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.